It's Monday, the 18th of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Namibia has ratified the International Labour Organization's Convention 156 on workers with family responsibilities. Ambassador Julia Imene Chanduru says the move reinforces the country's commitment to gender equality and family-friendly workplace policy. Labour analyst Sidwell Scholtz explains.
Namibia's ratification of Convention 156 of the International Labour Organization is definitely a step in the right direction. It shows that Namibia heeds to best practices across the globe. And it also shows the importance that Namibia attaches to the responsibilities of families and the responsibilities employees have to families. And it prohibits discrimination for people taking leave as a result of a family crisis. The Labour Act does currently make provision for 5 working days of leave for this specific provision for immediate family. But it also gives us the impression that we can expect going forward that other conventions from the ILO will receive attention. And who knows, perhaps Namibia will see a paternity leave provision being worked into the Labour Act in the near future.
The Pretoria High Court has heard that former Zambian President Edgar Lungu's family and the government remain deadlocked over his burial site. The family insists on honouring Lungu's wish to exclude President Hakainde Hichilema despite a ruling allowing a state funeral in Zambia. Negotiations continue with an appeal date still pending. Staying on the continent, Tanzania and Burundi have officially launched the construction of a modern standard gauge railway, or SGR, linking Uvinza in western Tanzania to Musongati in eastern Burundi.
The 300-kilometer standard gauge railway, 190 kilometers in Tanzania and 110 in Burundi, was inaugurated at a joint ceremony attended by Burundi's President Evariste Ndayishimiye and Tanzania's Prime Minister Kassim Majaliwa, representing President Samia Suluhu Hassan. Of the total length, 240 kilometers will form the main railway line, with the remaining 60 covering cargo depots, stations and passing loops. The $2.1 billion project, funded by the African Development Bank, is expected to take 5 years to complete. Once finished, it's set to reduce transport costs, boost cross-border trade, and stimulate economic growth in both countries. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
From further afield, trade frictions between Washington and New Delhi have resurfaced after the U.S. abruptly called off a scheduled round of negotiations later this month. The talks were meant to ease friction over tariffs and market access.
U.S. negotiators were to be in New Delhi on the 25th of August, but that visit has now been cancelled, with no new dates announced, according to a report by Reuters. The talks were expected to cover agriculture, dairy access, digital trade, and India's continued imports of Russian oil. The collapse comes as the Trump administration prepares to hike tariffs on Indian goods by up to 50%, a move that could hit textiles, gems, and auto parts especially hard. Analysts say the pause underscores growing mistrust in the relationship, even as India begins rolling out credit guarantees to cushion small exporters from Washington's trade measures. Shitish Nagar, New Delhi.
And finally, Liberty Life Namibia and the Cancer Association of Namibia will host the Chika the Bear Family Fun Day on 27 September to raise funds and awareness for children's cancer. Cancer Association of Namibia CEO Rolf Hansen has more.
Childhood cancer is a challenge. Children need longer care. Children need homely care. And that's why the Chika Interim Home was established. And we provide accommodation and 3 nutritional meals, as well as transportation to a child fighting cancer with their guardian or parent. And they stay with us at our Chika home. Additionally, we also support the Pediatric Oncology Ward. So there's a lot of hope within the Chika program. And therefore, we invite the Namibian community, please join us. Celebrate life and try to raise as much funds as possible to sustain the Chika Fund and to help little ones fighting cancer in our country.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.